Okay, let's get started as we begin the 8th Perek of Masachas Brachos, as we learn Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph and Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. Begins Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, Elu Devarim, Shebein, Beis Shammai, Ubeis Hillel, Beseuda. These are the things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree with regarding a meal. And that's really what this Perek is going to be about. Various arguments, various disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding things that affect a seudah, that affect a meal. So in terms of this Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Perek Aleph, it's going to discuss a basic machlokus regarding Kiddush. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai, Omer Beis Shammai says, Mivarich al hayom ve'achar kach mivarich al hayayin. According to Beis Shammai, first make a bracha on the yom, first make a bracha on the day, which is like the holiness of the day. We're talking specifically about the night Kiddush, so on Shabbos, on Friday night, let's say, or on the night of Yontif, we say Mikadesh HaShabbat, or Mikadesh Yisrael HaHazmanim, where Mikadesh, we bring holiness to the day. The day Kiddush is different. We're specifically talking now about the night Kiddush. So it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding what should come first, the holiness of the day, the Kiddusha of the day, or the wine. We're making a wine as part of Kiddush as well. So Beis Shammai says, first, Mivarech al Hayom, first, make the bracha on the day, the Kiddusha, the holiness of the day. V'achar kach Mivarech al Yayin, and then afterwards, you'll make the bracha on the wine. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no, Beis Hillel disagrees, Mivarech al Hayayin, first, you should make the bracha on the wine. The achar kach, mevarach al hayom, and then you should make the bracha on the day. We paskin, as we generally do. In this case, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and that's why we make the bracha of Berei Peri HaGafen on Friday nights, and then we'll say Mekadesh HaShabbat at the end. First the yayin, and then the yom. Now, well, you may ask, I don't understand, when we're making Kiddush on Friday night or on Yontif night, there's a lot of stuff that we say before the wine, and that's true. But those are just like nice psukim that we use to just fluff it up a little bit. But the main part of Kiddush on Shabbos night and Friday night or on Yontif night is first the wine and then the yom, as we talk about the Kiddusha of the day. We got new paskin like Beis Hillel, and first we make the bracha on the wine and then we make the bracha on the yom. Okay, Perek Ches Mishnah Beis is going to be discussing various halachot, various laws of Tumah and Tara. By way of introduction, a little bit to the depths of Tumah, of purity and impurity, of Tumah and Tara, just to know a few basics. So first of all, on a Daraisa level, the highest level of Tumah, of impurity, is a dead body. A dead body has the strongest type of tumah, and we call that an avi avot ha-tumah. The highest level of tumah is a dead body, avi avot ha-tumah. And then after an avi avot ha-tumah, we have levels. We have an av ha-tumah. An av ha-tumah is anything that touches the dead body. So if I have a dead body and I put and something comes into contact with that dead body, that item, whatever it is, whether it's a person or whether it's a thing, becomes an av ha-tumah if he comes into direct contact with the dead body. After the av ha-tumah, we have something called a rishon l'tumah. And then we have a sheni l'tumah, and so on. And so if something comes in contact with a dead body, it becomes an av ha-tumah. And then if that av ha-tumah touches something else or comes into contact with it, then it becomes a rishon l'tumah, and so on. And then if something comes into contact with that rishon, then it becomes a sheni, then it becomes a second level, and so on. That's all on a d'oraisa level, the avi avot ha-tumah, the av ha-tumah, the rishon l'tumah, the sheni l'tumah, and so on. Those are the levels of tumah. Now, there are a few interesting things to note that the rabbis added on a derabbanan level, and I'm going to try to keep this as simple and as basic as possible. Two things that we're going to talk about right now that the rabbanan, the chazal, the rabbis added on a rabbinic midrabbanan level. Number one is that liquids that come into contact with a rishon l'tumah stay a rishon l'tumah. They don't become a sheni. Normally, if something comes into contact with a rishon l'tumah, it becomes a sheni. But not when it comes to liquids. Why? That is a discussion perhaps for a different time. But if liquids, anything liquid, comes into contact with a rishon l'tumah, it stays a rishon l'tumah. The second thing, just by way of introduction to our Mishnah, is that the Rabbanon assume that our hands nowadays have the status of a sheni lutuma. We're touching things throughout the day, we're moving things, but not always thinking about what our hands are touching, and therefore the assumption is that even if we don't know what our hands touched, we assume that it came into contact with a rishon, which means that our hands have a constant status of a sheni lutuma. And that, by the way, is why we wash our hands before we have bread, because we don't want to touch bread with a sheni lutuma, right? If my hands are a sheni, or the second level of tuma, I don't want to touch the bread, so therefore we wash our hands and we dry our hands very well to make sure that our hands are clean and are not tamei when we eat. So this Mishnah, Parichas Mishnah Beis, is going to quote a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding tuma, and more specifically about what a person should do. Should a person, before a meal, he wants to do two things, and the question is, what should he do first? He, on the one hand, he wants to wash his hands, because like we just said, before a meal, we wash our hands to get rid of the tuma. So that's thing number one, he wants to wash his hands. Thing number two is he wants to drink wine. He wants to pour wine and drink wine in a glass. So which should one do first? And we'll explain both opinions. Should a person wash first, or should a person... pour the wine and drink the wine first? Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Notlin layadayim ve'achar kach moz genes hakos. Says Beis Shammai, excuse me, first the person should wash his hands, and then he should pour the wine. Why is that so? Because according to Beis Shammai, right, why should a person first wash and then pour, pour the wine? Because according to Beis Shammai, your hands, which again they're considered to be a sheni l'tumah, they're the second level of tumah. What's going to happen if there's any wine along the cup that gets a little bit out of the cup? Then that wine is going to become, like we said, a rishon l'tumah, because my hands are going to make it tameh, and like we said, a liquid always becomes a rishon l'tumah. So what's going to happen? He's going to take the cup, if he drinks first, and he's going to get the wine to become tameh, and then what's going to happen is the tameh wine is going to cause the cup to be tameh. The outer part of the cup is going to become tameh, and he's not going to be able to use that cup for the meal. The whole purpose of having the cup there was to use it to drink. And then for Beis Shammai says, first wash your hands, first get clean, so that this way you're not going to make the wine tameh, and by extension, the cup tameh, and you'll be able to use the cup. So that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Again, a little bit complicated, just quickly to review. The reason why Beis Shammai says that first you should wash your hands is because first you wash your hands, you're totally pure, your hands aren't tamei at all, and therefore you're not going to make the wine tamei, you're not going to make the cup tamei, and you're going to be able to use the cup. Now Beis Hillel disagrees. And Beis Hillel disagrees, and Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel omrim, moz genes hakos, ve'achar kach notlin layodayim. And Beis Hillel says, no, first you should pour the wine and drink the wine, and then you should wash your hands, netilas yadayim. Why does Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai? Again, we typically paskin like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel is not concerned with the cup becoming tamei. According to Beis Hillel, if the outer part of a cup becomes tamei, it's not a problem. You can still use it. You can still drink from it. It's not a problem at all. But the concern, according to Beis Hillel, is that you have to drink first. Why? Because let's say you wash first, and then your hands, you don't dry your hands so properly, you're not going to dry them so well, and then what's going to happen? Then the cup that's tamei is going to what? Is going to make the hands tamei. And if your hands are tamei, then you're not going to, then that defeats the whole purpose of washing. The whole purpose of washing was to have pure hands for when you're eating. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, what should you do? You should first drink so that all the tum is out of the way, right? The tum is gone, you're going to drink, and then you're going to wash, and then your hands are going to be tohar, they're going to be pure for your meal. Again, the whole purpose of washing our hands is to make sure that they're pure, and according to Beis Hillel, first you drink and you pour the wine so that you can get that over with and the tumma will be great. But then you're going to wash your hands for the meal. Just quick review: the first Mishnah Parakhes, Mishnah Aleph, quoted a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding what comes first. Should you mention the yom first of the kedusha of the day? Should you mention the wine first? We passing like Beis Hillel. that you should first make the bracha of Bari Pri HaGafen and then the bracha of Mikadesh HaShabbat or Mikadesh Yisrael HaHazmanim. First the bracha on the wine and then the bracha on the yom. And then we learned in Pereches Mishnah Beis a lot about Tumah V'Tahara, a little bit confusing, but hopefully we were able to follow to some extent. Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether you should wash first or whether you should drink the wine first. And we've again paskin like Beis Hillel that you should first wash, you should first pour the cup, deal with the wine, drink the wine, and deal with that, and that's perfectly allowed. And then ve'achar kach, and then afterwards, notlin la'yadayim, afterwards you'll wash your hands, because then you're getting ready for the meal, and you'll have pure and clean and holy hands for the meal. Have a great day.